to the U.S.-China relationship now. And what would we call this, a towering geopolitical summit talk or just common sense?
The fact is that a thriving America is good for China, and a thriving China is good for America.
Stating the, well, maybe it's not so obvious, that's the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking at the U.S.-China summit, which began and concluded this week. Louis Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partners, The New York Times, joins us to talk about it. It was actually a pretty interesting moment for the leaders, economic leaders of China and the U.S. economic policy team to meet across the table. Louise, what were the highlights?
Well, it was really interesting because, you know, in the beginning of this year, really for the first time, we saw the Chinese surplus, and the amount of exports they sent to the U.S. compared to the imports we sent over. We saw it go away at the beginning of this year. And so you had a lot of economists and people saying, oh, well, maybe the days of, you know, again, China, you know, really having this advantage over the U.S. are starting to go away. But yesterday, this new data came out for April that showed that the surplus went to a new record, and it's back. And China, once again, is exporting so many more products to the U.S. than they are importing from the U.S.
Although the dollar was doing better because of the commodity sell-off last week, that has started to reverse itself. I'm wondering if it was a position of strength when the U.S. sat down at the table with China, or a position, as you say, because of this trade deficit figure that came out, a position of weakness.
Well, you know, in a perverse way, John, actually the U.S. is in a position of strength because of that surplus data yesterday, because it really gave Treasury Secretary Geithner, you know, more ammunition for his argument that China needs to let its currency appreciate against the dollar. Any data that U.S. officials can point to is helpful. We also saw China's inflation go up by 5%. That's more data that U.S. officials can point to and say, look, you've got to let your currency go with the free market. They've been telling Chinese officials this. I mean, if this feels a little like deja vu to you, it's because it is. Last June, there was a big statement by China that they were going to let their currency rise more freely. They've been saying it for years. They've been doing it a little, but it's not there yet.
Is there a moment of truth that we're slowly approaching here, and that suddenly the rhetoric will change and all of a sudden we'll be talking about a floating yuan or a floating Chinese currency, and that all of this will be behind us? Or are we just tiptoeing around a moment that nobody wants to get to?
You know, I don't see it happening just all of the sudden. It's more gradual. And, you know, there are a lot of issues below the surface. When you listen to the Chinese officials, it's interesting what they talk about. For instance, and you don't hear this much from the U.S. officials, they talk about how a lot of the exporters in China are actually American and European companies that are over there building things. So they say, okay, well, what are you complaining about? A lot of these are your companies.
And a lot of that revenue is reflected in earnings records that are taking place here in the U.S.
That's
exactly
right.
So a lot of talk about Ai Weiwei, the dissident who's under arrest, and human rights issues that the administration said it was going to bring up.
Well, there's a lot of talk about that. They definitely are tying economic issues to political policy issues. They're also talking about intellectual property rights, trying to get China to protect those, and environmental issues.
Progress?
The administration said that there was significant progress yesterday.
So the fact that they're talking about it is probably most of that progress. But it was a very interesting moment for the U.S.-China relationship. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partners, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.